Now, a new report says Israel has abducted more than 7,000 Palestinians in the past 4 years. The report by Defense for Children International says nearly 3,700 of those were children. It also revealed that over 1,200 of the children were kidnapped in 2014 alone. The Palestinian children were under the age of 15 and mostly abducted in the West Bank and Jerusalem al-Quds. At least 200 children are still in Israeli jails on different charges. Israeli forces routinely abduct Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian officials say 95% of the kidnappees were beaten up and tortured in detention by Israeli security forces. To discuss this further, let's go to Gaza and talk to Mohammer Abu Saada, professor at Al-Azhar University. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor Abu Saada, what kind of a year has it been for the Palestinians? Can you just recount some of these significant events?
Well, 2014 was a very bad year for the Palestinians. In 2014, Israel waged one of the most deadliest war against the Palestinians, mainly in Gaza, during July and August, in which more than 2,000 Palestinians were killed, more than 11,000 Palestinians were injured. About one-third of them are going to suffer from permanent health problems. And also, as a result of that war, some half a million Palestinians were exited their housing units and their normal living to other safer areas. And until now, there are around 100,000 Palestinians are homeless as a result of this war. Now, in addition to that, the West Bank and East Jerusalem witnessed a speedy expansionist settlement policy by the right-wing government led by Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel. And also we saw a number of Israeli attacks on Al-Aqsa Mosque, on Palestinian civilians. As you just reported at the beginning of your program, many Palestinians were abducted and put into Israeli jails. The number right now stands that around 6,500 Palestinians are inside Israeli jails. So it was, by all standards, it was a very bad year for the Palestinians, namely as a result of the Israeli continued occupation and its aggression against the Palestinian people.
Now, Palestinian sources put the number of minors held since the year 2000 in Israeli jails at 10,000, adding they have been subjected to torture. Are any international rights groups doing enough to shed light on this situation?
Well, Israel, as part of its aggression against the Palestinians, is also arresting and abducting Palestinian children. And even though the UN standard basically consider that any individual who is under the age of 18 is a child, but many Palestinians under the age of 18, mainly those between the age of 12 and 16, many of them were arrested. Thousands of Palestinians were arrested by Israel. Now, unfortunately, the only thing the international community has been saying for the past 47 years since the start of the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories, West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip, is to condemn Israeli violation of international law, condemn Israeli violation of the Fourth Geneva Convention, which deals with the Palestinians who are under Israeli occupation. But we haven't seen, until this moment, an international effort to put an end to these Israeli aggressive measures against Palestinian children and Palestinian prisoners. And we haven't also seen any punitive measures, so to speak, about economic sanctions against Israel, for example, to try to put pressure on Israel to abide by international law. Unfortunately, what we have seen over the past 47 years is that Israel is behaving as a country above international law, which has been secured by U.S. veto in the Security Council to protect Israeli interests and to fight against any Palestinian rights, as we saw 2 days ago in the resolution, which was vetoed by the U.S. Administration, and to stop the Palestinians from gaining their basic political rights, which calls for an end to the Israeli occupation and an establishment of a Palestinian state in the 1967 territories.
All right, we'll leave our discussion there. Many thanks to Professor Mohammed Abu Sada from Gaza. Thanks for your time there, sir.